For about 25 years, Doc Willoughby has led editorial teams at magazines like Gourmet and Cook's Illustrated, which means he's seen probably, I'd say, a few lifetimes worth of Thanksgiving menus and things like this year's hot new way to make mashed potatoes. But with all that experience, I knew I wanted to ask him about some counter-programming. Hey, Doc, thank you so much for joining us in this cozy little studio.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, here's a hypothetical situation. This has never happened. But let's say it's Thanksgiving. Turkey's done. It's actually the weekend after Thanksgiving, but I still have family in town I still need to feed. Like, they are still my responsibility. That giant turkey and all the sides and all the sandwiches were not enough. They still need to eat food. What should I make them?
You should make them my grandmother's lazy Sunday pot roast. Because it is as easy as it sounds, and nobody doesn't like it.
Okay, this is literally your grandmother's pot roast?
This is literally my grandmother's pot roast. When my grandmother died, I inherited her recipe book, which I was just starting to get into food. And so I was quite excited about this because in our family, my grandmother was the cook. I mean, I was raised in rural Iowa in the 50s and 60s, which is a time of where we were still trying to get over the way people started cooking back then. Because back then, anything canned or frozen was considered superior to anything fresh. Mm. It was modern, it was easy, it was trendy. So my father had a huge garden, but my mother refused to cook anything out of it because she preferred the canned and the frozen. But my grandmother was exactly the opposite. She raised four children on a farm before the days of electricity and running water. So every single thing that they ate, except for flour, sugar, lemons, things like that, she made. They raised it, they butchered it, and they made it on the farm. So she was a truly local cook, and she cooked three meals a day for 40, 50 years. Wow. So she was a great cook, and we loved going to her house for dinner. So when she died, I got her cookbook, and it wasn't a book of printed recipes. It was a book of blank pages that she could write her recipes on, and then there were little pockets labeled meat, fish, bread, like that. Yeah. And they were all stuffed full of her little handwritten recipes. So I started looking through there and was a little disappointing because all the things that she made all the time that I loved, like fried chicken and mashed potatoes with cream tomato gravy and apple pie and pickled crab apples, no recipes for those. Because why would she need recipes for those? She'd been making them her entire life. But there were a few very interesting recipes, and I pulled this one out because it was labeled Lazy Sunday Pot Roast. Now, my grandmother was anything but lazy. When she was in her late 80s, she was still taking food to those poor shut-ins who were like 20 years younger than she was. But I wanted to see what she considered a lazy pot roast. And so I started looking at it, and it was super easy. There are like eight ingredients, but they were weird. I mean, these were things I had never seen in a pot roast before. So first of all, instead of potatoes and carrots, the things you usually have in a pot roast, there were apples. Yeah, so she had a little orchard of Baldwin apples on her farm, so she called for Baldwin apples. And then there was a tablespoon of caraway seeds, which is, you know, I had only known caraway seeds as something you put in baked goods, right?
So a tablespoon or whatever.
Yeah, like that, you know. And then there was marjoram, which she did cook with marjoram, but I don't remember exactly what she used it in. So there were these three ingredients that seemed completely out of place in a pot roast. So I thought, well, I had got to make this, both because of the title and because it was weird, you know, and weird can be good.
Sure.
So I made it. It was completely simple. Really, you know, chopping up the apples is the hardest thing you have to do. And then you sit it in the oven for 3 hours and you're done. And it was amazing. It's got the sweetness from the apples. It's got the marjoram is a lot more aromatic. And a lot of people say you can use oregano instead, but it's not the same. Yeah, it's much more sweeter and floral and aromatic. And then you've got the caraway seeds, which are earthy and kind of licorice-y. So these are not the taste you usually associate with pot roasts, right? But I have made it, I can't even tell you how many times since then. It's become my go-to dish for when I want to make something that feeds a crowd that I know everybody will like. But it's something, unless they've been to my house, they probably haven't had before, right? So it has become my go-to dish, and no one I made it for has ever not liked it. And it was probably the nicest gift my grandmother could have given me.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for letting me share it.
John Doc Willoughby is a writer and editor. You can find his grandmother's pot roast recipe at splendidtable.org.